BJ and Jamie.
Carson, I guess you noticed that I didn't chime in. I didn't say anything bad about you, buddy.
Douche.
Here we go. You noticed that, right?
I noticed that, yeah.
Hey, boy, Jamie, whoo, man, but I didn't say anything.
Let me explain, okay? So I called my friend yesterday afternoon, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so cold. And he was like, why are you freezing? Aren't you in your car? I go, yeah, but I just I got out. I got a click list, and I got out, and it's 20 degrees, and it's snowing. And I said, so I got out and helped the girl. All my bags are in the back, so I helped her load them all and put them in the back of my truck. And he's like, why would you do that? You pay for click list. And I go, I always do. I always get out of my car, and I always help them load because – it's such a bad system, the way they bring them out in crates. The food is all loose. You have to bring your own bags, and then they have to bag it for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And standing there in 20 degrees while it's snowing. And even if it's hot, I still do it.
You know, I don't do the click list, but I'll even help bag inside the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just want to help out.
Right. So I get out. I always help bag. And he's like, he's douche like him. Anyway, he's like, you pay for it. Why don't you just stay in your car? And I'm like, it's a young girl. We ended up talking about her daughter. She's a single mom. She has a daughter. She's talking about the blizzard and how she kept her daughter home. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm helping her load, and we were freezing. We got it all loaded up. And so I told Carson, I go, I kind of don't like this guy because he's saying, like, I just stay in my car. And then Carson goes, oh, well, I get out, but I get out because I don't like how they bag it. So I tell them how to bag it.
Well,
douche,
hold on.
Bag. So he does it. Wait. Let me finish the sentence that you said, because we're going to be honest about what you said. I said, do you bag it? And you said, no, I'll open it for them.
Like, okay. But let me clarify that. Because I, like you,
yeah, he
like
didn't know
you,
I was going to go on the air with this, so he's going to change it.
No, I'm not going to change it. I have bags. I bring my own bags, right? Every single time.
Yeah.
But to the point of, like, I'll hold it open for them, because if they're carrying stuff, like if they're picking stuff out of the bins and they have trouble with, they got a lot in their hand, I'll hold my bags open because they're a little.
Tell them about the milk part.
Okay, the milk, I will say, is justified because sometimes, like, my trunk is very large, okay? I don't keep a lot of stuff in my trunk. So, yeah. Therefore, sometimes they put the milk not in a bag. It's just loose, right? And then I drive off, and it's happened to me before, but it's just bouncing around my trunk.
So, did you not tell me that you tell them how to bag it?
Well, I'm very particular because sometimes they just throw everything in one bag.
Do you place any items in the bag yourself? No, you do not, but you'll hold it open for them.
Yeah, and I think with the milk thing, you're just coming up with an excuse. Okay, and here's why.
If that thing cracks open in my trunk, it's going to be a disaster.
It's more about it being wet, and it sweats. The container does, and it's about getting your car dirty. That's what it's about.
Yes.
Okay?
Who wants a car dirty if they can help it?
But I'm just saying that's what it's about.
But
more
my
so
point
than
is this, yeah. is that this makes him even worse than the guy that says he sits in his car. Because
yeah.
he dictates how they load the yeah. bag, and he doesn't help them load it.
I could picture you saying, got your bag open, right, like this, right? And say, no, not that bag. Put that one in
yep,
that one.
Yep.
That's the part. What's wrong with that?
Because sometimes they'll put the salad at the bottom of everything else,
so
and you're crushing my salad.
Well, then you bag it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they don't let you bag it.
Oh, that's not true at all. I bag it every single time. Nobody's ever said, no, lady, stop. Nobody's ever said, don't bag it.
And also, sometimes they put the bread. If you have one bag, they don't care. They just throw everything
right.
in a single
so
bag.
So you bag it. When they have the blue crates out there, you go, hey, you know what? I'm going to help you bag because I like the bread over here. And then you lean down and you start getting the items that you want in a special bag instead of holding it open and pointing.
Yeah. And here's the bigger issue. Why is it you're the only one of all of us that has this problem? You would think that if the crushing of the bread, the smashing of your salad, we'd all have that anger.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because if it happened to me, I wouldn't be happy.
Well, we don't have OCD.
They always bag mine. They know what to do. They know where to put the stuff. They do know.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm very particular, especially when it comes to loose things and food in my car.
Because she actually said to me, loose things and things in my car.
That's what it is.
Loose things and things in my car.
Yeah.
Tonight on Fox. she actually said, do you want these bagged a certain way? And I go, I looked at her, I go, and we are like covered in snow, right? I go, are you crazy? Let's just get this stuff in the car. And she goes, okay, good. And so we just loaded it as fast as we could and then just shoved it in the car. And she's like, thanks so much. I'm like, I got you. And I gave her, you know, 10 bucks or whatever.
Okay, also, I will say I always tip. I always do tip them.
They act like they don't want it.
Yes, sometimes they refuse it.
So I put it in the crate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't see what just happened. And she's like, I'm not allowed to take that. I go, well, if it's in the crate, then you found it.
Yeah, it just fell in there. I don't know what happened. Yeah. But I will say, every time, it sounds like you got a very courteous employee.
I get them every time.
I get, some of the kids come out to my car, they are hating life.
Well, and it sounds like at your store, they've got a jerk customer.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
No, but
yeah, the pointy guy. The guy that, you know what he is? You know what he is? He's the guy with the white hard hat.
Yeah.
He's the foreman of the groceries. I'm the grocery foreman here. I want that in that bag over there.
Carson, this adds up to this morning. I got to the parking lot before Carson. I watched him park his car for 10 minutes. And we're the only two cars out there. And I'm sitting there going, what is he doing? He's pulled out in. And he backs in, all right? He backs in. And he's probably 6 feet from the curb.
Really?
Okay, so it doesn't even come close to touching it. And I'm just sitting there watching going, what the hell is he doing?
Does he get out like that one guy with the toupee and look and see where he is on the line?
Yeah. And then back in the car. I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
There's snow in the parking lot, too. You can't see some of the lines, okay? I don't want anyone to door ding me.
But then just park.
I mean, the thing is, he has OCD, okay? And it's a real thing. And I get that he has it. And a lot of people with OCD are like you, right? Like I told you, Audrey, when she comes over, she takes a comb and she combs out my tassels on my rug because she can't stand that they're all kind of bunched.
Yeah.
She has to comb them out. And so like that's extreme. At least I don't think
you're
like
that. Yeah, I'm not that.
Yeah, you
extreme,
don't have it like that.
And,
but being the foreman of groceries, no wonder those kids hate life. Because they're like, oh God, it's him.
He's back. Here he comes.
The pointer.
You know, with his parking spot, I don't understand. Why do you park 9 spots down?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I don't understand that. Because I find the closest I can get. I mean, I'm right next to the handicap.
Well, I do next to the handicap, so I won't get a door ding on that
exactly.
side. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Why do you go?
That's your spot. I'm not going to take your spot.
Right.
So, like, I know that's Jamie's spot. I go down because not a lot of people want to walk. So now I go towards the end of the parking lot so that there's less likely people to park by me because it's too far away.
But there's always people by you. I would think that you'd go all the way to the end, very, very end. You don't want to walk that far.
Yeah, that's a little too far. And our parking lot's a little sketchy sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if I'm going to get jumped. These are concerns, live concerns here.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm just watching out for
because
my safety.
I'm just thinking, like, if I was you, I would park on the second spot that I take because you know I don't open that passenger door. And so that spot would be, you know, you'd at least have that side saved.
Yeah, I mean, I get that too, but then the other side's gone. I don't know. I just have my things.
He has. What do you think the quirkiest thing that you do is? I mean, I'm sure Bree has pointed out because my friend Amy Sugarman, this is weird. It's not weird. She's fine. She has to, when the news anchors are talking, she can't turn off the TV in the middle of their conversation. She has to wait until they come to a period. And then she can turn off the TV.
Okay, all right, I will say, all right. So Zane, he's a big dog, and the last couple days it's been kind of a problem. Like, it just irks me every time he does it. But I have the water bowls for our little dog in the mudroom, right?
Right.
And mudroom's tile, no big deal, right? It can get messy. But since his bowls can't be outside, I had to put him in the mudroom, and he drinks like 5 gallons of water every time he goes to drink water.
That damn dog drinks water?
No, but hold on. Then he lifts up his head, and it's just pouring out of his mouth. Like, just, he gets it all on the floor, but then he tracks it all through the house. So I follow behind him with the Swiffer. And I just swear. I have to.
I thought you were going to say you got him a doggy bin.
I wish I could. Some people actually train their dogs, and I don't know how they do that, but to like dab their chins after they drink water.
What?
So that way the water doesn't track through the house. And I'm like, how do you do that?
So they have a hanging towel and then the dog goes up and pat.
Like, people seriously train their dogs to do that, like dab themselves so that it
Oh, you need that trainer.
I know.
You need to get off TikTok.
Like the little water droplets on my floor. Like, no!
That's a TikTok deal right there. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be into it now.
I'm excited for the Broncos to play anyway. But the only thing I feel bad about is I've never been so excited about a game going into overtime in my life.
You know what? Did you see what Powerball Pete did yesterday?
I did not.
All right, so there was a football game last night, right? It's college football playoffs. Okay. And because of our conversation yesterday, he put money on the overtime last night.
He did?
Yeah. And he started texting me because the game was tied. And it was tied with about 10 seconds to play.
And he was going
to
win.
He had an overtime bet because he listens to the show, obviously.
Right.
And he was bragging about how he had this thing. Then the other team kicked the field goal with 7 seconds left.
Yeah.
And he lost his bet.
So yesterday we were talking about betting. I don't get it, you guys. I'm not on those apps or whatever. You know, I'm a one-armed bandit. I do slot machines and roulette, stuff like that. But I've never been on DraftKings. Well, we did one time. I did one weird bet a long time ago. Yeah. That was some kind of one of those funny ones, you know? Anyway, but it's just not my thing because I don't get it. Because like when you said they're +9 or something, I thought they had, I didn't even get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Right. So I said, okay, I want to bet on this game this weekend. Let me think of something. I go, oh, I know what I like. How about, can you bet on overtime? That the two teams go on overtime. And BJ goes, actually, that pays a lot of money.
Yeah, those are called exotics, okay? That's when you put down a little money to win a lot of money. But the chances of it happening are greater than or worse than you know, some of the other bets.
Regular win-loss stuff. So I said, oh, let's do that. Because for $100, if they go into overtime, now I don't have to call who wins. They just simply have to go into overtime. And if they do, then I win $1,600.
Yeah, that's yours for a $100 bet. And I said, I'll place it for you. You watch the game on Sunday. If they go into overtime, boom, I pull the money out and give it to you.
Yeah.
You're in. And so Jamie's so excited I just sent her the receipt for the bet.
Yeah, and I posted it without the numbers on it and stuff, so you guys can't claim it. but I just posted, and he did in fact do that, and it says $1,700 back because you get the $100 back.
And I think you got a pretty good bet there because I think it's going to be a close game.
I do too.
And
that's why I went with that.
It could easily go into overtime.
The only thing I feel bad about is hoping for it. You know, you just want the Broncos to win, and so for me to like cheer for overtime seems wrong.
Yeah, well, if the Broncos are ahead, let's say the Broncos are leading by 3, and you're coming down to 10 seconds left, and the other team is kicking a field goal, then you're rooting for Buffalo.
Yeah, so that seems wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, but for $1,600, it's not all that wrong.
I like that Pete's been betting his entire life, and now he takes my idea.
He was so close and so excited last night. Like, dude, we're within 10 seconds of overtime. I'm going to hit this. Boom. Didn't they kick the field goal? Sorry, bub.
Poor Pete.
Sorry about that.
Now, what are you betting?
I don't know. I'm definitely going to go with the Broncos and +9 points. And I really think that's good. I think the Broncos could win outright.
Now, will you explain that again, what that means, +9 points?
Well, before the game even starts, you're allotted 9 points to add to the end of the game.
Okay.
So the other team has to win for the other team. By 10. You to lose your bet, you have to get beat by 10 points or more.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So I'm a 9-point I guess underdog.
So what would you make off $100?
$110. So $100 pays you $210. Yeah.
It's so only $110.
It's a match bet. It's just a match bet is what that is.
Lame.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's not $1,600.
You could make more money if you bet the Broncos to win. Just outright win.
You
make some money.
Yeah, if you bet them to outright win right now, you would get $350.
Yeah.
Plus the 100 that
plus
you bet.
Yeah, that's a good
450.
Bet. 450. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
All right. What, Carson, are you betting?
I'm actually going to put money down just on that. Just the win. Broncos to win.
Yeah. What about you, Schmidl?
I'm going to put money down on the spread, like BJ is. I'm going to take the Broncos with the points.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then some other props.
Yeah, I think the Broncos could win this game. I really do.
I think you guys should do the overtime thing.
I like Jamie's bet.
Yeah.
I made the bet for her, and I'm kind of jealous now. I'd be really pissed if she hits.
Everybody, come on, root for overtime.
Broncos, Sunday, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Simply because they're in Buffalo, East Coast, all right?
This is going to be a great game.
It's going to be good.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, I got a message from somebody at the Westford yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it?
Thanks for talking about him. I said, we didn't really, pat you on the back. We said you used the worst pictures that you could use for us.
Ever. Yeah.
But they were very nice.
Well, they are nice people, actually.
If you go to westford.com, they do a whole thing about ratings, and how Jamie and I just kill it.
Yeah, but there's some misunderstanding about them talking about overall and then just us individually, and people get that confused. But anyway, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That part bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, but they do mention us that they use pictures that they found somewhere on the web. Right. We have no idea. All right, I'm looking at the lineup for the stock show. Did anybody see how many people actually showed up for that parade yesterday?
I don't know, but it was a blizzard.
I know.
It looked cold.
All right, well, it kicks off this weekend. Check this lineup, and I'll just be quick about it, okay?
Did you ever get your kid on the list for...
No. I don't think he would do it.
Oh, you said he wouldn't do it.
I don't think he would for the mutton busting.
Yeah.
No. All right, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, you can be there for the Colorado Fiddle Championships.
Oh, I would actually like that.
Yeah, that's at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Fiddle Championships. Then at 9 o'clock is the Sheep Breeding Show.
Now, see, that is more of a Schmidl thing.
Yeah, I think you got to be 21 for that one.
I like fiddle playing, but I think sheep breeding, that Schmidl.
That's a niche.
Sheep breeding show is at 9 o'clock, Schmidl, if you want to book that.
Yeah, 9 o'clock? Yeah. All right, cool. I got that down in my calendar.
He'll be down there.
Thank you.
This is actual event.
No, I believe it.
I'm reading it off the website right now. Farmyard Follies.
Oh!
Follows that up at 9:30.
Well, looks like he has two things.
That sounds like a great time to me, dude.
I would think the sheep breeding and the Follies would all go together. Put it in the same hour. I guess that's what they're thinking too. later on in the program at 1:30 in the afternoon, Schmidl, you might want to stick around.
All right.
The Stick Horse Rodeo Show.
Is that the hobby horsing?
Yeah. They're not doing that.
Stick Horse Rodeo.
No, they're not.
People are going to be riding the stick horses, trying to rope.
Wait, but question.
Hobby horsing.
No, I know. Yeah. But do you think that they're doing it like as a funny thing?
I think it's serious.
No, they're very serious.
No, I know that. Okay, wait. I understand that. I get that, you guys. We've talked about it before. But do you think they're having this event and they're like, sign up for it if you want to, haha, tongue in cheek?
It's for kids.
Oh, okay.
It's for kids.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. So, yes, it is an event, but it is for kids. Stick horse championships.
So it's like little kids, right? Because these teenage girls really get into it. Like, they think they're serious.
It is weird.
Oh, my God.
I get hobby horsing videos on my feed all the time because I send them to my friends because I think it's funny to, like, they get irritated when I send them to them.
That's the one thing that I would shut down my kids so fast. Like, I don't care if it's their passion. I'd be like, no, it's not. No, it's not. We're not.
You'll find another passion.
I would, like, literally take their stick horse and break it over my knee.
Some of them can jump like 8 feet in the air.
I don't give a crap. I
love the fact that you admit that you get horsing around videos.
Yeah. I think they're funny to send to people in DMs.
Yeah, I bet you think they're funny. And then later in the afternoon at 5 p.m., we're going to cap off the day with a big old swing and line dancing.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
man,
okay.
That's fun. All right. That's just
the
start of it.
Is there any rodeo stuff?
I don't think the rodeo stuff actually kicks in until maybe the following day.
I told you, the best thing ever, when my son was mutton busting, the guy got off of, not bull riding, but bronco busting.
Yeah.
Right before the mutton busting. And so the guy, he's bloody. I mean, he's an adult, right? It comes off and my son's getting ready to get on his sheep. Wait, what? My son's getting ready to mutton bust. And the guy's just bloody. And he looks at my son, who's five, and he's like, if you see my teeth out there, pick them up.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I wouldn't be getting on that cheap.
I know, right?
He wasn't kidding. They're out there somewhere.
Yeah, they were. Right? Yeah.
They're out there. Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the bull riding is like an impossible ticket to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, PBR is really.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal, right?
Right.
Really
big.
Wow. All right, well, it's underway because they had the big parade yesterday, so it kicks off this weekend.
Nice.
Pretty exciting, I guess.
I want to try to go this year. I haven't been in a couple years. Probably, God, I bet the last time I went was when my kid was five. When
really?
Ralphie was five, yeah.
I've been once.
Really?
Somebody invited us to go to the bull riding.
And I told
that was
you,
years ago.
I told you, because my friend, she always buys bamboo sheets every year.
Yeah, they have a lot of vendors, don't they?
They do.
A ton.
Yeah.
I've never been out there for the vending part
she
of it. But
she swears
I've
by
heard
these
that.
Bamboo sheets.
No kidding.
Yeah, she said you got to get them.
What makes them so special?
They're
do you know?
Super soft because they're bamboo.
Really? Bamboo doesn't seem soft to me.
No, it doesn't. I don't.
No.
Like sleeping on pineapple. Like, what? I don't know.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Can I tell you one downside to semi-glutide?
What is it?
Okay, so I'm a believer in the semi-glutide. I admit that I'm on it, and I have no shame about it. I'm a big fan. It works. So the problem with semi-glutide is yesterday I did click list, and I wanted something like sugary. I just wanted a little something sugary, right? Mm-hmm. And so I saw the menu or whatever on King Soopers that they had a special on angel food cake. Now, I haven't had angel food cake since I was a little girl. We used to get it and we'd tear off a piece, you know, it'd be on the kitchen counter or whatever. And it was like a special treat or whatever. And so I haven't really honestly had it since I was little. So I got my click list. I got home. I was so excited. I opened it up. But unfortunately, right when I opened it up, I saw on the counter right by the sink a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Okay? Do you know what that is? The
yep.
Mr. Clean
yep.
Magic
yep.
Eraser? Yep. So I saw that. And then when I put the angel food cake in my mouth, it tasted like a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Oh, like the texture and everything? Oh, no.
I threw the whole thing away. It just
tasted like it?
It tastes... So semi-glutide...
You mean in your head?
Yes, does this weird mental thing to you that I don't even know what it is. So in my head, I was chewing on the Mr. Clean Eraser. Ugh. Because you know how it's white? The angel food cake is like all white and stuff?
Yeah.
And so I had that and then it was just like... Oh, they've ruined it.
It's so funny you say that because my mother-in-law used to love Truly's, especially the lemonades.
Yeah.
And now she can't even... Because she's on semaglutide, she can't even like
stand it.
No,
I know it is weird.
It tastes like chemicals to her.
That's the funny thing about like candy bars. When my son and I were on the road trip, I got a Snicker. I haven't had a Snicker in a while, and all I tasted was wax and chemicals.
I don't think I'd like that.
Well, if you want to lose weight, you would.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, but I don't think I'd like that.
Or if you're trying to cut sugar, you would. Yeah. So I took a bite of that Snickers while we were on our road trip, and I was like, man, this is really horrible.
Oh.
And I threw it out the window.
That's what it's for then.
And I killed an animal probably because they then like went out to the road and tried to eat it.
The animal picked it up and said, boy, this is delicious.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, I recommend it, but that angel food cake, I really wanted it to taste like my childhood, but it tastes like Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. By the way, the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, greatest thing ever invented.
Oh, they're amazing.
Right?
Yeah, they work really well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But do you ever get down to, like, just a little corner because the whole thing is falling apart and you're just trying to scrub with a corner?
It is annoying how they just crumble.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. And you feel like you need to get in there and then, like, the force that you're using to scrub with just rips it apart.
Rips it apart.
Yeah.
I know. And you're like, oh. Because I try to use the Scrub Daddy, but it hurts my hands.
Yeah, Scrub Daddies are rough.
Yeah, I know. But first of all, it's too broad or it's too big for my hand and then it hurt. It's painful. I don't want to be in pain, like, you know, doing dishes. I need people. This is why, like, you know, those rich people, they don't talk about things like this. Oh my God, the Scrub Daddy hurts my hand. No, they're like, I don't know if it hurts Jeeves' hands or not.
We have our cleaners come every once a week.
Yes, and they do the dishes. Oh, sorry, I'm just obviously jealous. All right, a couple of things that we want to get to. Man, people are roasting that David Muir. Can you get a little audio? So, because his voice is very distinct, Spadil, and people will know who he is. He's on ABC. He's on the national news. If you didn't see it, he was in a gigantic, we talked about this yesterday, a gigantic fire suit, you know, like a fire jacket. A fireman's jacket, and he had big clothespins in the back to make it more fitting.
Sorts where there's normally shopping, a place to eat. Tonight, as you can see here behind me, it's been completely wiped away. There are still flames.
Very distinct voice. You know who he is, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but everybody's calling him vain. They call him pathetic, narcissistic, because they said people are dying, and you're worried about the fitted coat.
I think he's the best news guy out there.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's ABC. And he's good.
But really now good. People are coming back and saying the reason why he had it all clipped up is because originally on the sound check, it was flopping in the wind. That's what they're going with. And so it was messing up the audio.
I saw one of the funniest things when it came to the fire yesterday. And the fires are not funny. And it's tragic for everything that's going on out there in California. But every now and then you'll find people that will post things on the internet that, just to lighten it up just a little bit, right? So they posted yesterday that the mayor, which is this lady, the black lady, right? She came out and had a press conference, but you had to click this link to get her audio.
Oh yeah, she did like www.
Well, she did URL.
Yeah, she goes, if you need more help and assistance in the city, go to URL.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was what she comes off really dumb.
Yeah,
all right. She comes off dumb. But on this particular one, Jamie, this is after the fact.
Okay.
When you click this link, this is the audio you actually got.
My friend came to the door. She said, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong. It's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said,
they were using this lady as the press conference for the mayor of Los Angeles. Place is on fire.
So this is like a meme?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, that was a very long walk.
it was hysterical, though. When
no,
you watch
I get
the video.
It. I get it now. The meme with them saying that, I get it. People are so damn clever on the internet.
They are.
I mean, you go like, how did you even remember that lady from a long time ago and then put those together?
Place was on fire. We bounced out of there.
Yeah, I remember that lady. And the internet is, some people are just so clever. Not us, but some people. Right? I'm always like, why didn't we think of that? It's so funny. But we did think of one thing. Do you have it still? Schmidl's thing that he created? It was brilliant.
Yes, I do, but it's on down here somewhere.
Oh, no. Oh, he lost it.
No, I found it. Right here it is. Okay, here we go.
BJ and Jamie.
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
See?
Weekday mornings on Alex.
See how great that was, you guys? That was amazing.
Thank you.
It really hasn't taken off, though. The only place I've heard it is here. Hopefully it catches on this weekend.
Maybe it will. Anyway, so everybody's mad at that David guy, whatever. But some people are like, who cares? He just wanted,
I kind of fall in the who cares.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, he's on TV. I mean,
I kind of fall into that. I knew he was a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he is good looking and he does kind of talk like, I am good looking.
Yeah, he's kind of good. Yeah.
So when he got it all fitted, I was like, oh, yeah, I knew you were that guy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I knew you were that guy. All right, what else did I want to tell you? Stand by. I have some other stuff that I wanted to tell you. Let's see here. Nope, that's not it. Wait, I lost everything. Oh, it's this pile. Stand by. Here it is. I know you guys are going to be shocked, but they're saying... P. Diddy might be a homosexual. What? Is this
shocker?
Is this shocking? Oh my gosh. Some former Bad Boy artist, Chopper, reveals that Diddy is gay. He says he caught Diddy tongue-kissing another powerful man in the music industry.
Oh. Well, plus, we saw all those videos of him calling other dudes daddy at the pool.
Yeah,
and remember, what's his name?
Like, there's all kinds of videos out there with other guys.
Yeah, we don't want to do... Yeah. So this was shocking.
It is shocking.
Just handed to me.
Well, he's in jail. He's in the right place.
By the way, speaking of Diddy, Al B. Shore will appear in an upcoming Diddy documentary, which promises to be absolutely distinct, is what they're saying. This guy who previously worked on The Price of Glee, and this is the Zodiac speaking, is the EP, the executive producer for the documentary, debuting on January 14th. What is today? The 10th.
The 10th.
He initially did not plan to work on a documentary, but changed his mind after connecting with Ariel Mitchell, an attorney representing several clients in the litigation. They're saying that this is going to be the most honest documentary about Diddy ever.
I'll be sure.
I'll be sure.
I haven't heard about him in a long time.
What did he sing?
I don't know. He had a big hit, though, at one time. It was years ago.
Right? It was like,
I didn't know he's still alive.
I'll be there. No, his name is I'll Be Sure.
Yes.
That's not it. Zach Bryan is hitting back at critics. You remember Zach Bryan dated Chicken Fry and that whole breakup and all that stuff? Yeah.
Just a mess.
It was a mess. Well, I guess now Chicken Fry's fans are going after anybody that Zach Bryan is even around. And he says, I'm not asking for sympathy, but going after my friends is so low and so messed up. Apparently, I've had four different girlfriends in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, my friends and me are just laughing and hanging out like we always have. He says the 28-year-old went on to say that currently he does not have a girlfriend and doesn't plan on having one, but he's allowed to have fun, love, laughter, and good people in his life, despite what you all may think about him. He says, no matter how bad of a person you think I am, go ahead and come for me. I can take all the hatred because I'm not a child, but do not come for my friends. They do nothing but love me. They haven't done anything wrong. So
it's getting as bad. Like, he's thinking about contemplating stepping away from music.
I know. I mean, I feel like it's played its course. Like, can't we leave him alone?
Yeah, can't
now?
We just be over it right now?
Yeah. Somebody said the thing about Diddy is Diddy tried to off I'll Be Sure, but he survived a coma. Whoa.
I hadn't heard that.
Man. Chopper wasn't a bad boy artist. Well, that's what it says right here. If you read it right here, it says Chopper, a bad boy artist. That's what it says. He said he was on Diddy's Making the Band show.
But the whole point of that show was to be signed to Diddy's label, which was Bad Boy. Yeah.
Exactly.
So
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know what? It's the little things. All right. What else did I want to tell you? There was one more thing. Oh. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how honest I should be on the show or not.
About?
Damp January.
Oh. We've gone the opposite way now.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's going to be a shocker, though.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, because of Sunday's game, we have just declared, like, look, we've all been doing great on dry January. Everybody's been solid. Nobody's been drinking. But Sunday is going to be damp January.
Oh, so you gave it a truce. You just dropped it.
Yeah, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, though. Yeah. Everybody gets a free pass. If you're doing dry January, you get Sunday off.
Yeah.
Okay?
But we named it.
Because we have the playoffs.
Do you like the name?
Yeah.
We started with moist, but nobody likes the word moist.
Ooh. Moist. Yeah.
Moist January.
Wet.
But damp January is kind of perfect. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody gets a pass with the playoffs.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all right. No problem.
Anyway, there you go, Tableau Trash.
By the way, Shmadil, can you grab this audio? Can you get the audio of Garth Brooks and his wife singing at the funeral yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. People
can
are really.
Can you also get the audio of Joe Biden snoring?
Was he asleep?
I'll look for it.
Oh, he was sound
was he
asleep.
Out of it?
Oh, my God.
They sang a song that everybody is quite upset about because, they sang a song and they're like, why would you sing this at a funeral? It makes he and Trisha Yearwood. Of course, he had to bring his wife, right?
Is it that song, All My Rowdy Friends? No. What was that one song?
No,
what's the one song? Friends I Got Friend Low Places.
No.
Was it that one?
No. I don't think it was a Garth song, actually. No.
It's not a Garth song.
No, it's not a Garth song.
Yeah. All right, we'll get it.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.